Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, everybody. How does it get better than this? Let's have another podcast with Gary.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
So I'm like the luckiest person in the world, and we get to blow people's minds together. Today, we're going to have a conversation that's going to touch a lot of people in a lot of big ways. And it's on the topic of
pain.
Da, 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 da. So do you want to you want to take the lead on this one, please?
So basically what has happened for me is, like, you know, it's like 4 months ago I got shingles. And it's one of the most painful things one can experience. And it's like, because I've always had the point of view of what is this, what do I do with it, how do I change it as a point of view. It's like I didn't go into it and, oh my God, I'm going to die, which I thought, oh my God, death might be easier. And it might be. But, you know, it's like I got to the realization that pain is one of the things that makes us choose death. And that was like, wait a minute, I'm not going to choose death. So let's look at this a different way. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at different things. And as a result of it, I've looked at every pain I experience, what is this doing? And one of the things I came to the awareness of real recently is pain is what we try to avoid. And if we're trying to avoid it, what power is in it?
Right.
Because there's, you know, it's like, and I begin to realize there's incredible amounts of power because it takes so much energy to actually create pain, hold on to it, or avoid it that it's got to be a serious amount of power connected to it. So I've been looking at the power and the pain. And one of the things I realized is, like, you know, like when you get frustrated, that's a pain. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you get that pain of frustration, you try to avoid the areas in which frustration occurs. But if you take that pain and you go, okay, everything, all the insanity I can frack with this. And fracking is like what they do to get oil out of rock. They go in and they explode things so that it puts fissures, cracks in the stone so that the oil will come to the surface. So it's like if you frack the insanity, it's like fracking the stone, breaking the stone so that the consciousness can come to the surface.
Right. Okay. So can we now explore that? All that you just said, I have several questions.
Okay.
So right back in the beginning, you said pain was one of the things that causes us to choose death.
Yeah.
And in that statement, I mean, I know that to be true, but I would have, and so what's interesting, what came up for me when you said that was I've also witnessed in my own life, and I wonder if this applies to others, but for me especially, pain has actually also been a motivator for me to choose something different.
Well, I will say this again, you're a little different.
Right. Well, yes. Okay, cool. So,
okay. Now, some people will use pain as motivation. Some people will use pain as a way to avoid.
Right. Of course. Of course. So pain can be what causes us to choose death, to avoid. And then pain is actually an indication of a power that we're refusing.
Yeah, refusing and avoiding.
So can we talk more about power?
Yeah. Power, it's like the reality is all energies are indications of power and possibility.
What do you mean by power?
Well, like your ability to see entities is a power.
Aha. Yes, 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 yes.
You know, and it is part of what has created your, you know, your life, your future, your possibilities on things.
And in the end, and it, interestingly, I mean, it has. And those of you guys that don't know, I do something called Talk to the Entities. You should check it out. It's awesome. But it came from actually the pain and necessity. It actually came from trying to get out of the pain of having that power and not knowing how to deal with it.
Yeah. And having the awareness of something, but not knowing what you needed to do that was different.
Wow.
And it's like, and once you discovered the difference, then everything became easier.
Absolutely. And I Yeah. So number one, I stopped avoiding awareness of entities because I had avoided it for all my teens. I mean,
yeah,
all my young adult, all my teens life, I was like, get that away from me. Avoid, avoid, avoid. But
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.
But avoiding it didn't really work. It actually hurt me. It made me feel crazy and sick. And then when I finally submitted to the awareness, the door opened and I had no clue what that power would be. But 20 years later, it's been
You're actually enjoying it.
It's been nothing but a gift.
Yeah.
So I can see
that's the thing is that's how people do all kinds of pain. The pain of having an awareness that other people don't have is a pain. But it's like having that awareness can create huge amounts of things for you and huge amounts of possibility.
Well, this is what I always find so interesting because you've been really vocal in talking about having possibility, having choice in a way that I think can sound very like can fall on deaf ears, but also people think that's a fantasy.
Sounds like airy fairy bullshit, basically.
Yeah, right. Because pain is what's real.
Yes, pain is real. And it's real, so you try to avoid it. I mean, it's like on the American TV, they have so many friggin' advertisements for it. Get out of the pain, get out of the pain. But the side effects of this pain are bleeding from the anus, bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the eyes, you know, heart attacks, you know, depression, suicide, and it's like, wait a minute. You're going to take all this stuff to avoid the pain so that you can have the potential of dying.
So with the pain that you've been in, which I would say was physical, what would you say?
Yes.
Physical, yeah.
It's been physical. But you see, I've gotten really used to dealing with the pain of people's trauma and drama.
Right.
You know, I married some of it, you know. But it's like I've also had to deal with, you know, the frustration and the disappointment that has come with, you know, children who have a different idea than I do about how things should be in their lives.
That's the pain of family.
Yes, thank God there's pain of family. You know, and it's like, but all of these pains are, it's like you love your family, but you want to avoid them. I mean, how many people do you know who love their family, love their mother, but want to avoid it?
Well, yeah, right. So that's the avoidance. Oh gosh, I don't know if talking about family and mothers is going to be the most clear-cut way through that.
I'm just trying to give some examples so people can identify with this and begin to look at it because this is not going to be a quick and easy conversation.
No, and when I wasn't sure if we should talk about this because it is so big. Not only is it big, but it also really touches people on some of the deepest layers and levels of their psyche.
Yes.
Which, I mean, you and I thrive on. I'm sure that the rest of the world does.
Yes. I have sort of gotten to a new point of view. It's not about their psyche. It's about their psycho.
Psycho, right. Yeah. This touches into the deepest layers of their psycho. Totally.
You know, and it's like, I mean, you look at some of the things people choose and you go, that's fucking psycho. Why would you choose that?
So with the physical pain that you've been having.
Yes.
What can we talk about the powers that you're starting to discover?
Well, what I'm discovering is that I can actually use some of that physical pain as a creative element.
Okay. Can you repeat that? Because that's actually huge.
Yes. I can use the pain as a creative element. What can I create with this?
You said that to me like 3 times. Like you first time you told it to me, I was like, huh? Like it was like, it sort of didn't really land. And then I heard you say it again. And then I heard you say it again in a class. I was listening to a class you were doing audio. And you said it. And finally the third time I was like, oh, the pain is useful. Cause I've always avoided.
Well, it's like pain is an energy. Okay. You know, and all energies should be useful. And as infinite beings, we should have access to all energies.
Right.
And I always knew that, that I had access to more energies than other people did because I never assumed a wrongness in an energy. I always assumed, what can this be?
Okay.
And the one thing that became real to me is everything that's considered a wrongness in this reality is a strongness we all have access to and generally speaking don't use.
And I would like to really indicate how much that statement has set me free. Everything that you think is wrong about you is actually what's strong about you. Because you've been saying that for a long time. And that was really one of the awarenesses that I took to heart and really utilized. I went, okay, so what if this wrongness is actually a strongness? And if I stopped resisting and avoiding it, I mean, I basically did. I really explored it. And what I found was so much more strength and power.
Yeah. And see, power is the ability to use any energy. It's not the avoidance nor the control over or control up. And I see people trying to use it to control, which isn't going to really create.
Right.
Okay, yeah, but so what can you create with this power? What does this power give you as a source of creation?
I mean, that's a whole other massive conversation. So
we're opening the doors to massive conversations here, but this is one of the biggest conversations I've ever tried to deal with, because I realized that there's a hierarchy of pain.
Tell us.
You know, it's like you look at frustration. Is that a hierarchy? Is that a big pain or a little pain?
I'd call that a little pain.
Yeah, but it's still, if you could frack that insanity that creates that frustration, would you have more consciousness in that area?
Right.
Love, is that, you know, is love, is that part of the hierarchy of pain?
It is, yes.
Yes, because I love this person so much, I will let them do things to me.
Well, we all know how everybody listening knows how we've suffered for love.
Yes. Well, you have to suffer for love or it's not real love.
Oh my God, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, puck, shirts, boys, and beyond.
Exactly.
So
the greatest gift that we have is this place where we can, you know, we can frack everything that all the insanity of love.
So, and
you
I want to go.
You use that, you know, pain of love to frack the insanity of love. It's like then you'd have the awareness of what actually is the gift that love can be and when you use it and how to use it.
Right. And using it is such an interesting indication in this particular conversation, because with pain, no one ever thinks about how to use it. Everyone is always trying to get away from it.
Yeah. And so that's the reason I brought it around to this, because what I'd like you to do is realize, if you started looking at the gift of everything, would there be something different that could occur in life? And would it be something that would contribute to us that we haven't anticipated?
Right. Well, that's the radical point of view of receiving.
The radical point of view of receiving. You are absolutely 1,000% correct.
Well, and who, because that's such an undone, that's such, yeah. I mean, the older I get, the thing people listening, I don't actually know how to have this conversation in a normal way.
In a logical way.
Because I was raised with that, I've been so gifted and fortunate to have access to this information and your endless, tenacious seeking for change. And I've been very interested in the ease, joy, and glory that consciousness could provide. So I've been very choosing of that. And the point I was trying to make was, oh, the receiving, well, the receiving, the receiving,
yes, the receiving. But it's like, that's the thing you got to get, that there's this thread. Yeah. It's like, because we've spent so much time learning to avoid pain, we lose the thread of possibility that pain is.
What do you mean learning to avoid pain? Learning.
Well, it's like, you know, don't go down that road. That's not a good place to go.
And or when you're crying, and when you're crying as a baby, it's like, what's wrong, rather than,
yeah, what's wrong with you, not what's right about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like I learned, you know, early on, if my kids would if my kids would be having a problem, I'd go, okay, what's, you know, like they'd be crying. I'd go, okay, do you need diaper change? Do you need to move around? Do you need food? Do you need milk? Do you need a bottle? And it's like, and they'd always stop crying when I got the right one.
Well, and in addition to
little
not just
babies,
right, but not just with little babies, like even when I would come to you with psychic distresses or financial distresses or whatever distresses as a teenager or a young adult, or even now as a not a young adult anymore, but as an adult, you would always,
you're still a young adult to me.
You would never, I know, right? You would never treat it as a place to come to conclusion like there was something wrong. There would always be the question that would open up the door to what was right about it that would lead me to greater receiving.
Yeah. What could you receive from this? What could you get from this? What could you learn from this?
Which is what basically you're doing with the pain.
Yes.
And when I finally got it the third time after you said, use the pain, finally when I got it, what I noticed was that when instead of my automatic would be to resist the pain, whether it was a stomach ache or a headache or having to deal with a person I didn't want to talk to, which I guess would be like on the lower hierarchy of pain, like the frustration and annoyance of talking to people you don't want to talk to.
Yes, but the thing is, it's the frustration and the annoyance that makes you not want to talk to them.
And
not wanting to talk to them.
Right. It's the frustration and annoyance, but it must also be an unwillingness to use that energy to
it's
create.
An unwillingness to have that kind of power.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
And we don't get the power we actually have.
Okay.
What if we did?
Yeah. Well,
what if we recognize the power we have instead of pretending we don't have it?
I'll speak for myself in that recognizing the power that I have, it revolutionizes my entire sense of self.
Exactly. And the thing is, you should be a revolutionary every day in your life.
Oh my God. It's such the question.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like, I am a revolutionary always because I'm always looking for what else is possible. And what am I not seeing here that I should be able to see? And the thing about being in pain the way I've been is it's lasted and lasted and lasted and it sort of goes away, but it doesn't. And it's like, and I usually sleep from exhaustion, not from rest or relaxation.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like I get exhausted from the pain because it's constant and I fall asleep. But I don't actually create with the pain. I don't look to the pain as what can I create with this? I look at how can I avoid this? So I'm still trying to avoid it, but I've gotten to the point where I go, okay, so what power am I avoiding with the pain I'm choosing?
There, that's the key. And that's the tool for any of you guys that are listening to this that want to apply and meet and access greater freedom. It's what power am I avoiding with the pain that I'm choosing?
Yeah. And it's like, this morning I became aware that one of the powers I was avoiding was diminishing or reversing aging.
Right.
Because pain is what's supposed to take you to dying. It's supposed to encourage death. People die to get away from the pain.
Okay. Right.
You know, it's like we had this friend that used to live with us, Mary, and she wanted a Tempur-Pedic mattress because that way she wouldn't have to move for 8 hours. Because it was painful for her to move.
Right. But what you should also mention about Mary was she came to live with you when she was on her deathbed. Literally. Her Tempur-Pedic deathbed.
Yes. She was. But she already had the point of view is she couldn't move. And she didn't want to move. She just wanted to lie there and watch television. Now, I've spent the last 4 months lying here watching television. Watching how television is designing our future so that we will be, you know, functional based only on artificial intelligence and staying at home, buying shit, and having it delivered to us for free.
That's the United
States. Oh, my
God. Yeah, that's big in the United States.
States.
Yeah. It would be a miracle to get something delivered to my house in Sweden. I have to, that's one of the things that's been hardest for us here is figuring out how to get our mail because nothing's delivered to the house. And as an American, it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, where do I get my, I have to go walk to get my mail. I know all Europeans are laughing at us right now because that's normal in Europe, but.
Yes, but, you know, but you're, I mean, it's great in Europe. And yet there's still these other crazy things that they do as well.
No, of course. And everybody can relate to avoiding pain. And yeah. I love this new possibility of pain as a power.
Yeah. So it's an energy. You know, it's like if you feel the pain of something in your body, what awareness is it and what power is it and what can you use it for?
Right. So we have to talk a bit more about power. Can I go back to that power conversation? Because I actually think that it's the not wanting to be that different that keeps us, a lot of us, away from accessing more power.
Well, I would say it's slightly different. It's like we don't want to have that kind of power because we don't want to see what we can actually create.
Why?
Because it's like you try to live like you're a normal person.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, it's like when you found that you could talk to entities.
Yeah.
You tried to be normal and tried to be a normal teenager while trying not to talk to the entities that were talking to you all the time.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be normal. And you actually said to me, I just want to be a normal teenager.
Yeah.
And I went, I totally get that, darling. And what I was thinking in my head was, oh, my God, you poor thing. That's just not going to happen.
We would like to now formally apologize to all of you. You poor things. You're not going to be able to be normal.
Yeah. You know, you weren't normal. You've never been normal and you will never be normal. So you might as well get over it.
And what is normal?
Yeah. And like normal is trying not to be aware of what you're aware of. But the thing is that if you can be aware, and it's like pain is something that's so insistent that you have to be aware of it. But instead of being aware of it as something you want, it's and something that, how do you use it? What is this? What do I do with it? How do I use it? Can I change it? If so, how do I change it? It's like, you know, it's like instead of having that as a point of view, we keep trying to go to, oh, I don't like this.
Which makes so much sense that it's an avoidance of a power.
Yeah.
So the power. The normal, you said normal is, oh God, how did you just say it? It was like amazing. You said normal is like being aware of what you're aware of. No, being, trying to be unaware of what you're aware of.
Yeah, that's normal.
And
how much unawareness can I have?
I have oftentimes questioned you in private about if you feel alone in your vision and choices?
Yeah. And the answer has been yes. And I'm never alone.
Right.
Because the whole world, the whole universe talks to me.
Right.
So I may be alone in what I'm aware of, but I'm not alone in that everything talks to me.
Right. And contributes.
Yeah.
And I had come to you at a time when I was in pain about not knowing how to handle or deal with certain things that were going on in my life. And the conversation took an interesting direction. It's actually the first time you told me about using the pain. And I realized and by the end of that conversation was that I was in the pain of avoiding being alone, or I was in the pain of aloneness.
Yes, because you think that's real. Because everybody tells you it's real.
Huh.
But it's not real. It's actually created.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And pain is primarily created by resistance.
Right. Because at the end of our conversation, and after I realized I had the pain of aloneness, I said, I don't want the pain of aloneness. And you said, so what? You were like, so what? And it totally got me off of my point of view. And then there, what replaced the pain was this sort of like very big, expansive space.
The world of possibility.
Yeah.
The space of infinite possibility, which is the way things should be. the space of infinite possibility. What if you were functioning always from this space of infinite possibilities instead of the problem, the difficulty, or the thing you cannot handle?
Well, then it seems that you wouldn't really be of this world.
Correct. You know, and that's the Taoist point of view. Be not of this world, but in this world.
If
you're not of this world, you have more choices, you have more possibilities, you have more that you're willing to see, perceive, know, and be. Well, that sucks. Oh, no, it doesn't.
But it takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of courage.
It takes not so much courage, but as question. It takes question.
Okay.
The willingness to question anything and everything and go, okay, what else is possible here?
And then the universe will show you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that those of you guys out there listening right now are having a very spacious head or a very dizzy head. And please know that...
Or you're going, I hate these people.
Or if you've made it this far, I doubt they hate us. If they've listened all the way till now, they either fell asleep or they're interested.
You know, so it's like what I wanted to do is thank everybody for being willing to listen and to recognize that we're opening doors to possibilities that have never been. And one of the greatest gifts that Shannon is she always has a succinct way of asking questions and a willingness to look at things in ways other people don't. And I'm always grateful to have a conversation with you, Shannon, because of that.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for being the gift you are in my life and in everybody else's life, and for the willingness to not necessarily come to a conclusion, but the willingness to see a different possibility in everything in life.
And thank you for the gift that you are in my life and the gift that you are for so many of us.
Thank you.
Well, guys, love you out there. Have fun. Have fun accessing and using the pain to create.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.